Dear brethren, thank you for praying for me in my preparation to share with you on the theme, Going Through This Period Meaningfully. The main thrust of what I'm sharing are things very important to the Lord, that He wants His children to understand and be convicted and committed to. Relevant throughout our time on earth and not just during this period. I would appreciate your prayers together with me that what the Lord wants to say to us may reach our hearts as well as our minds, clearly, meaningfully, and effectively. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will have the freedom to speak clearly and effectively through what is shared, and that our hearts will respond deeply to what you have to say to us. We ask and pray and commit the sharing into your loving hands in Jesus' name. Amen. We know the COVID-19 pandemic is very serious, with far-reaching implications worldwide. And very quickly, it has spread throughout the world. The starting major issue is regards to health. Huge numbers are infected. Many are dying. Many have died. And this is still going on unabated. Healthcare systems in various countries and contexts are very stretched, and some find it overwhelming and may not be able to cope. We do not know how many more will be infected, how many more will die before this pandemic is over. There are also far-reaching economic implications. The world economy is plummeting. National economies have been seriously disrupted, going downhill, and heading the direction of worldwide recession. Many companies, businesses cannot function. Many have difficulty keeping afloat. Many are going bankrupt, or simply not viable to carry on, if not for the massive governmental intervention and huge injection of funds. There are far-reaching social implications. With the world economy plummeting and business shutdown, many are unemployed, many underemployed. Many more may lose their jobs. There are significant travel restrictions. The schools are shutting down. With social distancing, millions are unable to go about life as usual. Stay home, lockdown are terms many keep hearing. COVID-19 pandemic has been described as unprecedented, global, most serious global crisis since World War II. Many are asking, where is it heading? How long will it last? How many more will be infected? How many more will die? Very important questions to ask. What does it all mean? What is the Christian biblical perspective? How should we, as Christians, view what is taking place? How can we go through this period meaningfully? We know that God is sovereign. God has allowed what is taking place. because nothing can take place without God's permission. There are many indications we are living in the last days and we are nearing the second coming of Christ. Apart from COVID-19, we have heard many reports about the far-reaching implications of climate change. There are various calamities, famines, earthquakes, tsunamis, wars, conflicts, and also false teachings and false prophets. COVID-19 is not the first pandemic and may not be the last. The Lord Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 to 7 and verse 11, "You will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but that is not yet the end. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes." Verse 11. "Many false prophets will arise and will mislead many." Let us take note. God is sovereign does not mean He is pleased with all that is taking place in this world. In fact, the lifestyles of many are very displeasing to God. Many grow up immersed in a culture of preoccupation with material wealth, indulgence in the desires of the flesh, exaltation of self-confidence, personal ambitions, fame, pride, arrogance, promiscuity, godlessness. The spirit of the world in this direction is very strong and pervasive. What is abhorrent to God, for example, LGBTQ lifestyle, is being propagated and promoted as expressions of human right to choose the lifestyle one pleases. There's nothing wrong. It is liberation. It is liberating. It has come to be accepted as what is politically correct. This is a stand of many in the news media. And any comments, any stand against it, is more than frowned upon and often dismissed as narrow-minded, bigoted, and not respecting the rights of others. All this has been taking place, especially in affluent Christian countries, Christian in quotation marks, the USA and Europe. It has actually crept into the church. We know there are even gay pastors and bishops in Christian congregations, or professing Christian congregations. The Apostle Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 5, "But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these." I'll pose two questions. Question 1. In allowing COVID-19 and other calamities to take place, is God trying to communicate something to mankind? Question 2. Is God seeking to accomplish something? I will now share some of my reflections on the basis of biblical revelation and also my looking to the Lord to understand what is going on. My answer to both questions is yes. My understanding of the answer to both of the questions I just posed is yes. One, God has important things He wants to communicate to mankind. There is an urgent need to repent and to change before it is too late. God is a God of compassion, mercy, and grace. But the scriptures also tells us clearly that the unrepentant and those who harden their hearts will face the wrath and judgment of God. Two, there are positive things God wants to bring about, that God wants to accomplish, which are far more significant than all the terrible things that have been taking place all over the world and what looms ahead. But it is not good news for all, because not all will emerge from it all better off. How man responds to what God wants to bring about and accomplish is crucial. Let us also take note that God has different things He wants to say and different things He wants to bring about in different groups of people, different countries, and the lives of different ones. We can say it is tailored specifically for each individual. There are two broad categories. One, the world and the trends in the fallen world, unbelievers. Second category is to believers. I'll address, first of all, the first category. The world and the trends in the fallen world and unbelievers. There is a need to pause. There is now time, opportunity to pause and to consider and to reflect. Many things are not going on well. What is wrong? What needs to change? There is urgent need for reversal of the serious negative trends in society. For example, what I've mentioned just now, the LGBTQ issues and the pervasive expressions, manifestations of greed, covetousness, and preoccupation with material wealth, personal ambitions, fame, pride, arrogance, self-confidence, promiscuity, godlessness. In regards to unbelievers, the scriptures tells us God does not want any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9. There is salvation through repentance and faith in Christ. This is the good news for those with receptive hearts. Believers should pray that unbelievers, in the midst of the terrifying things taking place and what looms ahead, may not just be preoccupied with the external events or what is taking place, let me pause and reflect over what is the meaning of what has been taking place. What is the meaning of life? Is life all about making money? Confidence in the strenuous efforts to keep oneself healthy and wealthy? Many are very preoccupied with these things. But they can all disappear so quickly. And in that place, fear, worry, a sense of helplessness, hopelessness, and anxiety. And many do go through these experiences in recent times, and likely to continue to be so in the days ahead. It is good to continue to pray for unbelievers that they may pause and reflect over, is there more to life? Can there be true abiding joy, fulfillment, peace, and security? Is there true meaning and richness of life that transcends the visible temporal realm? Let us pray earnestly for all unbelievers to be receptive to what God has to say to them. Repent and find the true meaning and fullness of life which God has provided for us in Christ, in God's kingdom. Let us be sensitive to God's leading and opportunities to speak to and also in any way help unbelievers move in that direction. I mentioned speaking to, but not just speaking to, but in any way to help unbelievers to move in that direction. We need to look to the Lord to guide and to be sensitive to God's guidance and opportunities that we can somehow help unbelievers to move in that direction and to enter God's kingdom through true repentance and faith in Christ. I'll now address the second major category, and that is believers. What has been taking place in this world, especially COVID-19, can help believers to be more conscious of the times we are living in. There are many indications we are nearing the second coming of Christ. And God wants us to be deeply impressed with the need to concentrate on what truly matters. What is of eternal value and significance? The things of God's kingdom, that we may set our hearts to seek first the kingdom of God, rather than preoccupied or distracted with the material, visible, temporal world. They will not be distracted by the affairs of this life. They will not succumb to the attacks and temptations of the evil one, directly or through the things and what is taking place in this world. They will not be complacent. We need to be more earnest in seeking God, deepening our knowledge of God and His ways. Yes, as believers, we do know God. We have a relationship with God. We have some understanding of the ways of God. But it is very important that we are earnest in seeking and continually seeking to deepen our knowledge of God, our relationship with Him, and our knowledge of His ways. This is crucially important. And in this regard, to seek to understand what is in God's heart. What are His plans and purposes, and how He wants His purposes to be accomplished. If we love God and we want to be faithful to God, then we must set our hearts to understand what is in His heart, His plans and purposes, and how He wants His plans and purposes to be accomplished, and align our heart with His heart. In particular, the role of the church and the part that God desires us to fulfill. God wants us to be strong in the Lord, to be committed to Him and His will, not just to understand, to know what is in the heart of God and the will of God, but be committed to the Lord and to His will, so that we can participate effectively in the working of God's purposes, both in our personal lives and together in the expression of church life. I now want to pay attention specifically to our context. We are very thankful that over the years, the Lord has been pleased to show to us what has been in His heart before the foundation of the world, and how He desires His purposes to be accomplished, as revealed in the Scriptures. Let us make good use of this period to equip ourselves and be more ready to live well for the Lord. Each one of us seeking the Lord and deepening our personal knowledge of Him and His ways, and our commitment to Him, to lay a good, strong foundation in the Lord and in the truth He has revealed in the Scriptures. To have a good grasp of the foundational truth, the resources are available. It is feasible for us to move in that direction, even under the present circumstances, even when we have to stay at home. Let us look to the Lord to help us, that we may become deeply convicted and committed to what He has shown us, especially the centrality of the role of effective outworking of church life in the fulfillment of God's purposes. How church life ought to function and be committed to work at it. God's work must be done in God's way, with God's enabling. As we move in these directions, we will not become easily deterred, distracted. With a good, strong foundation in the Lord and the truth that He has revealed in the Scriptures, we will not be easily deterred, not easily distracted, or in any way succumb to the wiles and attacks of the evil one. And when we do falter and fail, we will acknowledge our failures to the Lord, ask His forgiveness, and continue on. The underlying conviction and commitment is there and remains unchanged. And more we'll be equipped and be ready for what lies ahead, to face difficult, challenging times. Likely, there will be difficult and challenging times that will confront us in the days to come. Our goal is not just to be able to survive, to keep our nose above the water, but to fare well and to faithfully fulfill effectively the part God desires of us in the advancement of God's kingdom. There are far-reaching implications of eternal significance, whether we are able to fulfill our part well. I'll now make some concluding remarks. The evil one and the forces of darkness are actively at work during this period. Of course, the evil one, the forces of darkness have always been at work from the very beginning, even in the Garden of Eden. But especially so in times like this, it is easy for the evil one to work. And the evil one and the forces of darkness are actively at work during this period to promote fear, worry, anxiety, misery, frustration, and also widespread destruction. God's people must learn to take our stand, to affirm our submission to God, and to resist and to counter the attacks and wiles of the evil one. In our own life, the lives of our loved ones, and also what is taking place in this world. The effectiveness of our prayer and our stand is closely related to what kind of foundation we have in the Lord and in the truth. We need to pray to God for protection and ask Him to help us discern the attacks and wiles of the evil one and how to counter them. But beyond that, we want to fare well and participate effectively in the fulfillment of God's purposes. God is sovereign, loving, and kind. But it does not mean all will emerge better off. The appropriate response on our part is crucial. Strong affirmations of faith in God is not meaningful unless it is grounded in appropriate response to sound understanding of the truth God has revealed in the scriptures. True faith must include the appropriate response, an appropriate response to a sound understanding of the truth God has revealed in the scriptures. Not all assurances to allay our fears and anxiety are helpful. Sometimes they can even be detrimental to our spiritual health because they are not grounded in the truth. Recently, during this COVID-19 pandemic, I happened to come across a video clip on the internet showing the preaching of a well-known preacher who declared that on the basis of the assurance from God in the scriptures, no virus can come near you. Interestingly, he quoted from the same psalm the evil one quoted from in his temptation of the Lord Jesus, as recorded for us in Matthew chapter 4. This preacher draws large crowds, and his preaching and teaching influence many. I want to highlight two key areas to work at so that we can emerge stronger after COVID-19. One, a good, strong personal foundation in the Lord and in the truth. Two, a good grasp and understanding and commitment to the outworking of church life as revealed in the scriptures. A good grasp and understanding and also commitment to work out church life as revealed in the scriptures. When these two areas are going on well, it will provide a conducive context and framework within which all the positive areas that are important to God can flourish, including meaningful expressions of love and worship of God, continuing growth in moral and spiritual stature, and increasingly conform to the image of Christ, effective prayer, good fellowship, service truly pleasing to God, increasingly meaningful expressions of church life, functioning in the way God desires of us. All these are the longings of our hearts, and they can flow forth from the two key areas I've highlighted: a good, strong personal foundation in the Lord and the truth, and a good grasp, understanding, and commitment to the working of church life as revealed in the Scriptures. Let us commit ourselves to spend our time meaningfully in this direction, towards fulfilling these goals during this period. This is what the Lord desires of us. Each one, and together, in their working and expression of church life. And church life and its expressions can continue meaningfully even in the current context. Church life and meaningful expressions of church life takes place, the realities takes place in the spiritual realm. It is not limited by whether we can meet in a building or not. It is not limited by whether we can meet physically or not. As we do so, we can meaningfully affirm Romans 8:28, that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and are committed to work out God's purposes as He desires of us. Our Father in heaven, we pray You will have the freedom to speak to us, to each one of us, and help us respond deeply in our hearts, that we may continually seek to deepen in our knowledge of You and our relationship with You, firmly grounded in the truths revealed in the Scriptures, and faithfully, effectively lift out our lives as You desire of us. Each one of us in our respective context, and together in meaningful expressions of church life, participating effectively in the outworking of Your purposes, according to Your guidance and enabling, even in the current context and subsequently after the COVID-19 pandemic. We ask and pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen.